ready. Hello, and welcome to another NABBW teleseminar featuring relationship expert Dr. Diana Kirshner, who is a frequent guest here. This evening, Dr. Diana will be sharing valuable information from her new Kindle ebook, 30 Days to Love, The Ultimate Relationship Turnaround Guide. I am Ann Holmes, the Boomer-in-Chief of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, and your moderator this evening. This call is an example of one of the many benefits we provide our members. We have recordings of roughly 100 past teleseminars, which are yours to review at your convenience, with a gold-level membership in NABBW. Now, as to the format of the call tonight, get yourself comfortable and make sure that you have paper and pencil to take notes. Two reasons I say that. First, Dr. Diana has some fantastic information to share with us this evening, and because she also has a wonderful offer for our listeners. For the next 45 minutes or so, we'll mute the telephone lines while Dr. Diana shares how she's helped thousands of boomers find their soulmates online, turn their relationships around, and find lasting love. After that, I will open the lines for questions from the audience. If you have a question before the lines are open, use the box on your computer screen to type in your questions. I'll see them as they come in and relay them to Dr. Diana. To get us started this evening, let me introduce Dr. Diana Kirshner. As I said, she's one of our favorite guests. In addition to being a popular guest here, Dr. Diana Kirshner has been a frequent guest on the Today Show and starred in a PBS TV special on love. She is the best-selling author of the dating book, Love in 90 Days, and just now out on Kindle, 30 Days to Love, The Ultimate Relationship Turnaround Guide. Dr. Diana has helped thousands all over the world find great solutions for their love problems. Her free dating tips and relationships advice newsletter is available on her website, and you can find that at www.loveinnintydays.com, and that's with a 90 as a number, ends 90. Dr. Diana has helped thousands of boomers find lasting love that is just right for them. So be sure and have a paper and pen handy to take notes, and especially, as I said, because she has an extraordinary personalized gift for all of our listeners. Please help me welcome Dr. Diana Kirshner.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I love the topics, not just that it's about love, but I love the topics that you cover. So before I launch into any of my questions, Dr. Diana, why don't I give you a brief opportunity to say something about why you know the world needed this book, and why you're publishing it as a Kindle book, because that's a little bit of a new format, I think, for you.
Yes. Well, actually, Amazon is publishing it. Amazon approached me, and they said, you have secrets about how to find love, how to keep love, and how to, you know, actually turn things around when a relationship goes south. And they asked me to do this ebook series for them called The Love Mentor's Guides.
Wonderful.
And this book is actually the book number two, ebook number two, 30 Days to Love, The Ultimate Relationship Turnaround Guide. The first one was Find Your Soulmate Online in Six Simple Steps. So it's been a whirlwind, I'll tell you, because they have a very fast publishing schedule.
Okay, and, so not the way that traditional publishing works, kind of plodding along, right?
No. I mean, I'm used to, with my other books, it's like, we'll publish it in a year from now, kind of thing. But it's been very exciting working with them. And I love getting this kind of this information out. I love doing it this way because it's fresh. And they priced it so beautifully. They said, look, we want to price these at $2.99. I said, go for it, because, it's just, I want everybody to be able to have a great love relationship. And it's not easy to do after you've been together for a while. Now, many boomers have been decades with the same, person, or they're in a situation where things have gone south. The romance has left. The sex may have left. Health problems come up. So, being a boomer myself, I am well aware of all the challenges, and and I'm also well aware of how important it is to rekindle attachment, the connection, the friendship, and then the actual feelings of mm-hmm. being romantically alive with your partner. And I know that I know by research, hundreds of studies, that that is literally the fountain of youth. A great, healthy, you know, relationship it makes you happier, makes you healthier, you live longer, you're better across the board. Now, the opposite is true of a problem relationship. It drains you and it causes mm-hmm. problems and physical problems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you've got, you know, if you have a relationship in your life, you can actually have it working against you, or you can have it working for you. So the question is, how do you turn it when you're in a downturn, when you're in a downtick, when you're mm-hmm. in a challenge in the relationship? How do you turn it around? And that's really what this book is all about.
Excellent. I think that the world of boomers probably, anyone who's been married at least 10 years probably needs to hear this advice. So let me start with the first question. In 30 mm-hmm. Days to Love, you say that even if you feel bored or lonely, there's a simple, and this is the part that you know, you really have to share with us, a simple 60-second cure that can put the closeness back in your relationship. And I'd love it if you would start out by telling us about that.
Yes, well, I'll tell you, you know, what happens is because of a process that's called habituation, we get used to things. We get used to our partners. We get used to interacting. We're on autopilot when we see, you know, peck, peck, hello, how was your day, mm-hmm. how was your day? But what really turns us on, what really wires us to be alive is making a true present time connection. A connection where you actually have real full eye contact and full physical touch. And by full, I mean your full attention. It can be one finger touching somebody's arm. But if you're giving your full attention, you actually create oxytocin, the bonding and tend and befriend hormone. So if you just take 60 seconds and you give your partner your full attention, it actually changes the whole interaction. It's amazing. You're not looking at your text. You're not thinking about what you're cooking. You're actually just giving your partner full attention. And then you add what I call a taking touch. Now, what is a taking touch? A taking touch is where you actually focus on the pleasure in your own fingertips. So you could touch your partner's neck or thigh or the back of his hand or her hand, and you just allow your fingertips to feel fully that pleasure of the skin, that skin-to-skin contact. In 60 seconds, that makes everything change in the relationship, and that kind of touch, that kind of full attention is actually an aphrodisiac. That's actually an aphrodisiac.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's 60 seconds, you know, and it's just full attention and that taking touch. And it breaks the autopilot. It breaks that tape that you've been in with each other where you're repeating the same thing over and over and you're not really there. You're not really together at all.
Right.
So that's, I highly recommend you try that.
I will give it a try as soon as this call is over, I tell you.
And then email me.
Okay, I'll do that. So now what if your relationship, you think it may be dying, or you're frightened that if you let this relationship go, you'll wind up alone? Can you really turn things around if it's gone that far?
Well, you know, here is the really important thing to understand. If you feel like you may be headed for a divorce or a separation, that the thing to understand is that it is at this point of total loss that the potential is highest for a couple to come back together in new ways. It's right at that moment We are wired for attachment, and the thought of being alone is terrifying to us.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if we're used to being in a relationship. You know, we may be used to being in some kind of a relationship for many, many, many years. So, and it's actually terrifying to both people, even if one is more vocal about saying, I think it's over, or acting like it's over, or one is cheating or whatever. It's scary for both people in the relationship. And so they are willing to take much more action than they ever have before. You know, they're mm-hmm. willing. I mean, I had one couple who, you know, were about to lose a 30-year marriage, and they started using some of the listening and the hot affair, what I call the hot affair exercises from this book, and they wound up crying and laughing together and actually making love, you know, in the kitchen.
Wow. Kind of like in a movie or something, huh? You see that in movies, but maybe not in real life.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, strange things happen when you face loss. Very mm-hmm. strange things can happen. You know, you can become different people with each other. You can become suddenly really honest. You can become suddenly more appreciative, really appreciative of your partner. And certainly at a point like that, it's best to find, you know, a couples therapist or someone to help you to work that through. You know, you can change. That's when people, they can come to their senses and stop throwing away something that is fantastic, but, you know, they've just gotten in a rut and they've taken it so for granted that they you know, have gotten to the point where they're throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
And but they, you know, I've seen that in so many times, and I worked for many, many years as a couples therapist and ran a training institute devoted to couples therapy and training other therapists. And it was amazing what could be done with a couple that was at the edge there, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Wonderful. That's good to know that you've seen that happen. And I'm sure that a lot of people who've come to that point are delighted to find out that it's not a situation that has to continue in that trajectory. But let's right. talk about, let's say that the friendship is still there. You're still really good friends with your spouse. You're really comfortable together, but you've completely lost that feeling that, you know, comes with the oxytocin, I think, that feeling of being in love. So what can we possibly do to get that feeling back again?
Well, actually, that infatuation feeling also has a lot to do with other biochemicals like dopamine and that. But definitely this can be done. And this is the condition of many, many couples after many years.
Mm-hmm.
They become very used to each other. The sizzle is gone. We had one couple in the mentoring program who were, you know, basically like roommates. And yet we were able to use the 30-day program to help them actually fall in love again. Now, the first tip is to actually take control of this thing, and that is by setting the stage for romance. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's important to actually set the stage. And what we did with this couple is we had them imagine having an affair, but with each other. Actually having an affair, but with each other, with their spouse, their own spouse, or their own partner. And so you think about, you know, what would I be thinking? What would I be saying? What would I be wearing if I was having an affair with this person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that kind of changes the whole nature of the way you're approaching the relationship. Now, in this case, the mentor had them, you know, think about showering as they thought about meeting each other for a really great encounter and putting
mm-hmm.
on sexy lingerie and setting up an encounter at a hotel and, you know, going out to dinner all dressed up and then actually going to the room and doing some of that 60-second sizzle touch that I talked about before,
mm-hmm.
you know, incorporating some of that 60-second sizzle and letting it get take it where it naturally goes, and it naturally will go to a more and more erotic place if you allow it to, if you're putting that in your mind, if you're saying, you know, I'm having an affair with this person, mm-hmm. And it's actually your spouse. So you have 2 minutes in one.
Right.
So, you know, with this couple, they were able to take this and recreate this every week, you know, in their own home. Now, you know, most of the time what happens is if you don't use something, you lose it. So mm-hmm. if you're not being romantic and you're not being sexy, of course, then what happens? You just don't feel it. You don't want to. You're not feeling it, you mm-hmm. know. You know, when it comes to this kind of thing, you know, it's the kind of thing like, you know, you probably don't feel like going to the gym, or you probably don't feel like eating healthy food, but you bring yourself to do it. You will yourself to do it. And romantic, sexy encounters are so good for you, so good for your health. I said before, you know, this is the fountain of youth. Mm-hmm. It's similar to exercise. Exercise can be the fountain of youth. Food, of course, if you eat correctly, hydration. But really romantic, sexy encounters make you young, help you to be happy. And even though you're not feeling it, you do it anyway. You know, mm-hmm. you do it anyway. You set the stage. If one of you isn't in the mood, you start to flirt anyway. You tease, you fool around. And, you know, the mood will turn. The mood will turn. It's like, you know, when you first get on the exercise equipment, you are like, ugh, I can't.
Right. I know that feeling. I'm going to get out of here as fast as possible. You know?
Yeah, then, yeah. But. Right. You know, after a while, you're like, you know, it's pretty good. You know, mm-hmm. it's pretty good. I'm feeling thinner. I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing here. So that's very, very important to understand. It's very, very important. And it's not like in the movies, and certainly with the baby boomer women and the baby boomer men, they're facing often ED difficulties, and the men are scared to death sometimes. Mm-hmm. They're just scared to death because they're afraid they cannot perform, and so it becomes a very tense and stressful experience for them. And so what that means is that you can easily lose that whole sexy romantic thing altogether. And, you know, for that reason, you have to work on getting it back. And I might add that, you know, certainly working around ED problems is easy to do once you, you know, decide you're going to work around it.
Mm-hmm.
We can get more into that a little later, but.
Okay. I'll make a note to talk about that later. Now, mm-hmm. You have a secret. You say that you have a way that you can that we can set up our whole day so that we can live in a state of connection and love. And I'd love to know what that secret is.
Sure. What I talk about is bookending your day with love. Bookend your day, the start of your day and the end of your day. When you wake up, what you do is you imagine seeing your partner as if for the very first time. It's like, oh, what is endearing about him? What is attractive? What is cute? What is sexy? You know, if you have trouble with that, imagine waking up without him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're going to actually notice and appreciate the fact that he's there. And then make a point of communicating what it is that you appreciate, and make a point of communicating it physically and verbally. Like, so you might touch your partner's eyes and say how sexy he looks, or give him a little kiss, you'll bring some hot coffee to him, and and tell him how, you know, sweet he looks or whatever it is. And so you're starting your day in that note, with that note. And just a little bit at the beginning of the day goes a long way, because the way we operate in our minds is by primacy and recency. And what that's a fancy way of saying that we remember the first thing that happens mostly in an interaction and the last thing that happens. So a little bit in the morning and a little bit of the night changes the feeling of connection and the sense of being together. So at the end of the day, you're going to do the same thing. When you say goodnight, you thank your partner for being there or being thoughtful or loving. You might imagine this may be the last time you ever see your partner. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, you never know. You never know. And it's similar to what we talked about before. Loss, the specter of loss, helps us appreciate.
All right.
It really helps us appreciate what we have. So you want to really appreciate and express your gratitude, you know, touch his cheek. You know, I say, I appreciate the way you cuddle me, or, you know, you make me feel so relaxed. And so then that's the last thing that happens. Mm-hmm. And you've bookended your day with a loving connection. And that's what lingers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful way.
All right. Is that the same thing that you would suggest if your partner is getting on your nerves and driving you up a wall?
No. Well, yes. No, that is helpful. That is helpful.
Well, I thought maybe if you kind of tell yourself that you would pretend, you know, you may feel like he's driving you up a wall, but if you play actress and do these things
well,
that you're saying.
Well, fake it till you make it. Actually legitimate.
Uh-huh.
Fake it till you make it is legitimate. That is legitimate.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, if your partner is doing a lot of stuff and that's really getting on your nerves, and it's really driving you up a wall, what's really important is to understand that, you know, baby steps can change everything. Baby steps. So if you think of one small thing that's annoying you, like maybe he's not putting the top back on the toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
You want to actually just use my magic phrase. I don't know if I ever talked about it with you guys before, but I have the magic phrase, which is, I would really love it if you, and then fill in the blank. I would really love it. Honey, I would really love it if you put the top back on the toothpaste. Honey, I would really love it if you put your clothes in the hamper.
Mm-hmm.
And then show appreciation when it is done, even if it's only done once. People are trainable, actually. They respond to positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And when you notice what your partner does right, there's going to be more of him doing right. You know, the problem is that we tend to notice what is not done. We notice the top off the toothpaste. We notice the clothes are not in the hamper. And, of course, we make up stories about it. You know, how many times have I told him, hey, he doesn't respect me, then doesn't realize I'm exhausted because I am blah, 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 blah. And you're going on a rant in your mind and resentment. You're in resentment. Well, you know, resentment is going to make him get more on your nerves. The more you're in that kind of state of resentment, the more bad and anxious and judgmental you're going to be, and you're going to be stuck in a relationship. Well, not necessarily stuck, but day to day you're going to be experiencing this feeling of being frustrated and unhappy. And it's you. You're shooting your own self in the foot. You know, that's the important thing to understand, is that if you turn your relationship around, it's like turning yourself around. It's all, even though it may seem giving, like you're giving a lot to your partner. If you're gonna have this affair, you're gonna think about being sexy, or you're gonna do the sizzling 60-second thing. Actually, the person who benefits is you.
Mm-hmm.
it all comes back to you. Certainly there are lots more tips in 30 Days to Love about how to turn a disappointing relationship around, but definitely try the magic phrase, honey, I would really love it if you, and then end that sentence with something very simple and easy to do, you know, if you picked up that tissue.
Okay. All right, that is a simple thing. Hardly something that a person could refuse to do, I think. Now, in your book, you have some simple texts that you say work magic in bringing appreciation and connecting, providing connection to your relationship. So I know that, you know, you'd like people to read all of them in the book, but is it possible that you could give us a few examples?
Absolutely. You know, texting can change the whole emotional climate of your relationship. We had one mentee in our program who was pushing her boyfriend away because she was demanding to meet his kids, to know where things were heading. Now, she was had been dating him for a few months. And we asked her to stop and had her just set up these wonderful texts, just sending him texts that were very validating and kind of sexy, and this really brought them much, much closer, and they eventually got engaged, actually. But to do this, you just, you know, it's similar to the way you communicate. You can use simple phrases that that begin with, like, love your blank, or can't wait to blank, or still thinking about blank, and then add in a truthful ending. So it might be love your abs and OMG, your happy trail. Or I can't wait to get your hands on me or my hands on you. So imagine, you know, that your husband is out. He might even be at a business meeting. He glances down at his phone. He has this, like, really sexy text from you. It's really, you know, capturing his attention. It's turning him on. It's like a whole kind of secret dalliance that he has with just looking at your text. Another one, you know, I can't stop thinking about what you did yesterday. Or just you're awesome. You know, you are awesome. There's this way to have a really, it's almost like a secret, wonderful connection. That is this kind of juicy, appreciative flow that you can generate by using this. It's so amazing that we can kind of communicate even while our partners are doing something else.
All right.
You know, and certainly if you're going to do that, you want to make those communications great and validating and enticing and fun and you know, you don't want to always be texting, the water pipe broke.
Right. Yes.
So, anyway, I highly recommend that.
All right. And I suppose if a person doesn't text, because I think there still are a few people that are resistant to text, you could still do the same thing with emails, right? But it's probably not great.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely you can do that with emails, but you got to be careful if you're sending it to a work computer.
Right. I see your point on that.
I do talk about doing emails, too. It's just you just have to be careful because you don't want to get your partner in trouble.
Excellent. Good point. That would not be in the direction you want.
I would say, you guys, if you're not texting, learn how to do it. It's so simple, and it's so great to be in touch not only with your spouse or partner, but also with your girlfriends and also with your children and grandchildren. I mean, it's just a fabulous way to stay in touch, and it's so easy to learn. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I am so bad with any of these things.
I learned how to text just recently, because my daughter told me that it's the best way to get my son to answer anything is to send him a text. She said that, you know, he doesn't answer emails, but he'll answer texts. So So I thought, well, how could a text be that much different than an email? So I found out it's really pretty close to the same, and she's right. She's 2 years older than he is, so she's 35 and he's 33, and I don't know if there's a change between those 2 years, but, you know, she and I have emailed forever, but he just doesn't email, but he's a texter, so.
Yeah,
so
my son, the same thing. My son is a very high-powered lawyer. I can't get a hold of him by phone or email, but if I text him, he texts me usually instantly back, right back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just as easy as email. You just got to get in the hang of it. And it's just that it's
right.
shorter. It just has
right.
to be shorter than an email. So.
Excellent. So your advice there is if you don't know how to text, it's easy to learn, and we should do it.
Yeah,
and I would second that. All right.
Yeah.
Moving on to the next thing I'd like to ask you is, in the book, 30 Days to Love, you say that you can create the irresistible mindset of lovers. And I think you've been talking a little bit about how valid that is when you have created this, but how do you go about doing it?
Yes, yes. Well, first of all, you need to turn on the most important person. Now, who's the most important person? The most important person is you.
Mm-hmm.
I have lots of tips in the book that help turn you on, even when you're definitely not feeling it or you've kind of let that go. But one powerful way is to actually give yourself what I call a sensual diamond self nickname. It's a diamond self. It's a playful nickname, a playful way to open up a new identity for yourself that represents you at your playful and sexiest best. And the way you do that is you just close your eyes and remember a time that you felt hot or you felt sexy. You can remember any time. You can remember when you were a teenager. Or if that is hard to do, just think about a sexy celebrity that you admire.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Angelina Jolie or Sofia Vergara. What would it feel like to be similar, even in some small way, some very small way, to this sexy person, you know, that you admire? And, you know, just play along with that. Give yourself a little sexy diamond self nickname based on that kind of imagery. You know, maybe something like Saucy Susan or
mm-hmm.
Playful Minx or Hot Mama. And
mm-hmm.
and then have a little fantasy of you being your sexy diamond self with your partner. It's really fun to do, and what you can do is actually buy some lingerie that goes along with that, or buy an outfit or two that goes along with that, and then go ahead and bring that saucy vibe, that saucy ID, that saucy identity, that vibe into your relationship in a playful way. And
mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, we were talking about the men and so forth having some anxieties, but what happens is the vibe, when you have that kind of vibe, it tends to turn them on in spite of their anxiety. And then you can work around and have pleasuring that is not dependent on intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
Take the pressure off of them, but still make sure that you yourself, of course, have what you need in the encounter. That's very important. Very, very important. But this sexy diamond self name, it's a really fun thing to do. Really, really, really fun. And it kind of turns on your inner kind of juiciness, you know, remembering when you were a teenager, remembering when you were, you know, in your first love affair, bringing that back. It's a gift. It's a gift to yourself. It's a gift to yourself so that you don't feel old or dried up or, the things we do to ourselves in our minds. I mean, just ridiculous, ridiculous. But this is a fun, playful thing to do, and it just keeps you feeling young and good.
All right. Well, I think that sounds like an excellent suggestion, but I'm sure that some of the people who are listening are saying, well, how do you turn up the heat and get the sizzle and sexiness that you want in your relationship, especially since you're saying that it needs to start with us?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we naturally prefer fantasy to taking action, and it's a lot easier. That's why we prefer to do something like read 50 Shades of Grey or watch a romance movie than to actually having sex with our partners. You know, what happens is when we watch a romance movie, we see this fantasy, you know, and it's kind of like opening up our teenage minds again. And what is the fantasy of the teenage mind? The fantasy of the teenage mind is that, you know, this sexual encounter is going to be amazing when two people suddenly meet and they suddenly, you know, kiss and caress and, you know, go at it perfectly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not real. It's a book. It's a movie. And in fantasy life, there's no cell phone. There's no email. There's no children. There's no, you know, elderly parents or overflowing toilets that we right. handle. So, you know, the thing is if you want sex to be a regular part of your life, you want to take action and plan for it. You really want to plan for it with your partner. That is, set aside an actual time where you're going to be alone and intimate. It's a kind of a date that's going in date. You know, you're going to be in just together alone and set the stage. You know, you don't want to just leave it to being something that just happens on vacation or just a quickie because you have to get to sleep or somebody, you know, needs something. You know, just something that happens so occasionally that it almost never happens. You want to really carve out a clear space and a time to actually, you know, do some of that 60-second touch, that taking touch, that opening up that attention, you know, sharing the present moment, physically and nurturing and being affectionate to each other and then taking it into more and more of an erotic place. And, you know, people just don't do that. Sex just kind of falls to the bottom of the to-do list and it's off the list. It's not even on the list. And, you know, you want to put it actually as number one on the list at times so that it actually happens, so that it actually really does happen, and so that you can feel that closeness, you can have that oxytocin, which bonds you together, which comes from looking into each other's eyes and actually having some skin-to-skin contact. Very, very important. I mean, there's lots of different things you can do, you know, and I go over it. There's a whole chapter in 30 Days to Love, and I highly recommend it because it's the way the book is laid out, it is structured. So it has you focus on one thing each week for a month. And and so it's a really wonderful thing so that it's not overwhelming. It's easy to implement. And in week three is where you focus on creating this affair with each other. And you do your sexy diamond self name and you set up your times to be together and your sizzling touch and that kind of thing. And it just changes the climate. It really, really changes the climate. You know, the men, even though they often are scared of actual intercourse if they're having ED problems, they need connection. They need to be touched. They need to touch you. They need to feel good about pleasing you. That's very, very important to them. And certainly finding other avenues where they can please you, even if there is an ED problem. And, of course, if there is one, it should be checked out by a doctor. And certainly you should encourage your partner to use whatever medication is suggested. And that medication often is very helpful. Just as an additional tip, if your partner is doing a lot of drinking or certain other medications, that could affect him in terms of an ED problem. Quite often with alcohol, men don't realize that they're creating a problem. if they're overindulging with that. And understanding that can help them actually cut back on their drinking.
Well, that's probably a good way to catch their attention, you know, say.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, here's an additional side benefit to not drinking so much.
That's right. You know, you're kind of a little worried in the bedroom.
Right.
You know? I wouldn't take this next bottle of wine home here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, let's talk about relationship coaches. Do you think, I know our audience would like to know, can a relationship coach really help you turn your relationship around?
Well, yes and no. You know, in terms of coaching per se, I mean, there's very little certification required for coaching. So there are many, 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 many coaches who hang out shingles. And they're all purpose coaches. You know, they're going to help you with business. They're going to help you with relationships. They're going to help you with everything. If they're not well trained and they're not knowledgeable and they don't know the research, that's not necessarily true. However, if a coach is really knowledgeable and has the kind of training they need. Had some couples therapy training, that kind of thing, then yes, a coach can be extremely helpful, and especially, or a therapist, especially if they themselves have a relationship that works. And most people don't realize that there can be some ceiling barriers to what a therapist or coach thinks is possible in a relationship, because they themselves were not able to have a relationship grow, let's say, beyond a certain point, to keep the sexiness alive, to understand what to do if there has been cheating so you can heal that, or you know, other kinds of things in their life, if they have their own bitterness or their own problems, sometimes that can stop them in how far they can actually help you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very, very important for people to understand, and many people do not understand that. And when you allow someone to influence your relationship, they will influence it quite a bit. And if they don't know what they're doing, they can actually speed up a separation or divorce. On the other hand, if they really know what they're doing, they can save a marriage, you know, after terrible things have happened, after cheating, after all kinds of things. They know how to actually have a road back to not only the connection, but an even enhanced connection, an enhanced relationship. And that was part of the reason that I had a training institute for marital therapists, because I saw them over the years, sometimes, you know, really inadvertently breaking people up.
Mm-hmm.
And that does, you know, this did not need to happen. And so we did, you know, we had that training institute for a number of years. But you know, as I say, even when you're about to lose hope, even if you feel like things are really at the last gasp, you can be amazed if you do find somebody who's really good, how they can help you pull it out of the fire, and then you don't have to go through that loss.
Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of certification or training that you would advise a person to look for in selecting either a relationship coach? And maybe I shouldn't say relationship coach or a therapist. Maybe we should keep those two totally separate, because I think a therapist requires more training than a coach necessarily does.
Yeah. For a therapist, there's the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapy, and they have people who are trained in marital therapy, and that's available online. And and then in terms of I have a an actual group of coaches who also have mental health degrees and couples therapy training themselves. So they have very specialized knowledge, and they have also my toolbox. They're trained in my specific toolbox in terms of helping couples turn things around. So, you know, that's what I would say. And certainly if you, you know, have deep-seated psychological issues, one or two of the people in the couple, you know, it's wise to also get psychiatric help in addition, you know, so, because it all works together. But, and as I say, if there are ED problems, problems in the bedroom, or problems also, you want to get yourself checked out too, in terms of you know, how your hormones are functioning and that kind of thing. So you have, you know, the proper medical advice on both ends, your partners and for you as well. That's very, very important. And by the way, also I might add that exercise, even just a little bit of exercise, can be extremely helpful in libido, helping with your libido, and also, well, in many other ways, it helps your relationship, your self-esteem, your feeling, you know, attractive and that kind of thing. Of course, you have to check with your doctor to make sure you can do what, what you want to do.
Okay. Well, at this time, I think we should probably tell our listeners about your awesome free gift, because I think that, you know, we've been leading up to it with our discussion about relationship coaches and other experts that can help us. So would you please tell our listeners about the wonderful gift that you have?
Yes, I have this amazing team of love mentors. They're coaches, and many of them have couples therapy training as well, and they're awesome. They're just absolutely awesome. And what we do at loveand90days.com is we're able to offer a free 40-minute personal phone or Skype mentoring session with one of the love mentors. And their work is just amazing. I mean, if I myself had a problem, I would go to them. They're just really gifted and really talented. And the work that we do is based on research about, you know, how couples really keep a lasting, passionate love relationship. So if your listeners would like to take advantage of this and get a 40-minute consult by phone or Skype, all they need to do is go to loveand90days.com, and it's loveand90days.com, and just click on the coaching tab and fill out the little form, and you can put on the bottom there that that you were referred by NABBW, and I'll make sure that you get connected up to a really, really great love mentor, and I'm just thrilled to be able to provide that kind of service.
Oh, I think that is a wonderful offering, and I appreciate that you're making it available to the people that are on the call here tonight. So thank you for that. You've been providing us with, as always, wonderful information, Dr. Diana. So I thank you for that as well. And I have not read this new book of yours, but I am sure that it's something I will be doing very shortly. I love the fact that it's available so easily, you know, instant gratification with Kindle. You just go to the site, and the best way to get that is through Amazon. That's not available on your site to get the book. Is that
No,
is that
it's correct? all yeah it's all It's only available on Amazon, but it's available on Amazon in all the different countries that Amazon happens.
Okay, great.
So, has business. So, yeah, and it can be read on all other devices. You don't necessarily need – there is an app, a Kindle app, mm-hmm. you can get to, and read it on all your other devices. But I think the best part is they price it at $2.99, which is, to me – like it's just crazy, and it's wonderful, and I'm already getting emails back from people saying this has been, you know, really helpful.
Right. Well, that is true, and I must add about the Kindle app. I don't quite understand how the Kindle Cloud works, but I have friends who have Kindles. I do not, but I have made many use of reading books on Kindle through my smartphone or my iPhone, my iPad, and the Kindle Cloud app. It's just really easy, and I would advise anybody who's never tried it to just go to Kindle and click the link to get it, because my friends who have the proper technology, they tell me that the Kindle app is something they wouldn't part with. But since I don't have one, I can tell you that this other one works very well, too. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll be so spoiled, you'll love it. I mean, I just mm-hmm. love that. You know, I read book after book. It's just so
mm-hmm.
great.
Well, yeah. This is just wonderful. And I think what I should do now, as I see we're getting close to the end of our hour here, is open up the call and ask if there's anyone who's listening who has a question for Dr. Diana. I've got the call moved to interactive mode, so all you have to do is speak, talk out loud from your phone and your computer, and we will hear you. I will also check for anybody who's sent in any questions. But while I'm doing that, does anyone have a question? All right. Well, I've got one here that came in from the phone or from my computer here, which is, Dr. Diana, what if I'm worried that my spouse will not respond if our relationship is getting to that point that you talked about where we're friends? And what if I'm worried that it's not going to be possible to make the jump away from friends and into this situation that sounds so much better?
Yes. Well, first of all, it's very natural to feel that way after things have died down. It just seems like it's not there anymore and it can't be kindled at all. So that's very, very natural. What you do is you proceed to actually do the sexy diamond self stuff, to do that stuff. As you change, it opens the possibility for your partner to see you differently. As you change, he will notice it. As you change, the other thing you can do is you can give your partner a sexy diamond self nickname. Like, and especially if it relates to one of he likes boating. If it mm-hmm. relates to one of his passions, you know, you call him Captain Bob, and you mm-hmm. start saying, oh, sexy Captain Bob just came in. You start playing with him. Start playing a little bit. Oh, hi, sexy Captain Bob. Oh, there's the sexy Captain Bob. Or you can call him a nickname from when you first met, when you first fell in love, you mm-hmm. know, Juicy Moosey, whatever it was. There's my Juicy Moosey.
Right.
All right. There's my Juicy Moosey. And you know, and give it a chance. Just give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, you know, so he's going to get a little nervous if you start looking like, you know, the saucy vixen. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want somebody else in my territory, you know.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, here's a question not from the audience, but from me here. You've talked a lot about the challenges that come into a relationship related to ED. Another thing that we haven't talked about, but since my husband and I both have sleep apnea and we both are supposed to wear our sleep masks at night and we are religious about doing that, I realize that as we age, there are more and more times where challenges creep into our lives that can make it possible or seem impossible to have the ability to feel sexy again. Now, I have some thoughts of my own on how to handle the sleep apnea thing because, you know, since for 2 years I told my husband that he stopped breathing at night and he didn't believe me. So I finally got him to a sleep therapist who really caught his attention when he said, you know, what if I told you that you could be completely cured if you were to wear this mask? Otherwise, you could be dead in 5 years. And my husband has told me in the car afterward, he was thinking, well, she's been complaining to me for 4 years that I stop breathing at night. So, and he says that I could be dead in 5 years. So Steve put the two and two together and decided to become a fanatic about using his sleep mask, which I think is delightful. The sad thing was 2 years later, we discovered that I also had sleep apnea. So we're a couple with two sleep masks, but that does not mean that a sex life and sexiness in your marriage has to end. But could you address a little bit these challenges of middle age, the sleep apnea, the erectile dysfunction? How can we overcome those things?
Well, there's no question that it is more challenging, and then your hip hurts, and you can't extend into certain positions
right.
because your back goes out, and then there's no question that the challenges do increase. But that's where that whole business of actually planning a romantic encounter and thinking, what would I be doing if I was having an affair with this person, come in. Because you can plan that, you know, at 10 a.m. in the morning. You can plan that any time that you're having more energy. And also the sizzling touch, that can happen anywhere, you know, without you contorting your body or without you having to enter mm-hmm. into strange positions, and you just move it into more and more erotic areas. But your job is to figure out how to continue getting your pleasure and actually having your release with different means. You really have to get creative about that. That's why I talk about the planning. I mean, we're mm-hmm. talking about, it's like exercise, you know. We can't go on the elliptical because it throws our back out. Well, so now we're going to go on the stair climber. We're going to mm-hmm. go on the treadmill or the stationary bike. And so you work around whatever it is that life throws you, but make sure that your partner has pleasure and connection with you and touch and has his orgasm, and you have yours too, so that you mm-hmm. both have your satisfaction. And that can happen any which way. It doesn't happen doesn't have to happen at night or in the traditional way, in any way, shape, or form. You know, you're going to be creative about it, and because you are creative about it, you know, you're going to get the benefits. You're going to feel better. Your skin actually gets younger, which many women don't know. It actually helps fight wrinkles. I'm not exaggerating here. It actually helps your skin. It helps your body. It helps. It just helps you not really age the same way. It just keeps you young and vibrant. And mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's it. It's the planning and the being creative. We all have these different challenges. And we're just, you know, we're very clever, though.
Well, that's true. We are.
And I'm very thankful for that. I mean, you know, us baby boomers, we don't say die. We don't, you know, we just mm-hmm. keep creating all the time. And we redefine things. And so I'm very proud to be a baby boomer. I'm very proud to be working around these issues.
mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. And clearly they from your experience, you can tell us they can be worked around.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yes. Let me put it this way. I'm having more fun than I ever have.
Well, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. You are a testimonial to that it works, then. That is what we need to hear. Does anyone else have a question? I see we're getting close to, we may be at the top of the hour, but we've got a few more minutes here that we can then take if anyone has a question. Speak up and let us know what you would like to ask.
I'm sure somebody else has the same question.
All right. I guess we will leave it for now. And if anyone has any questions later that they'd like to ask, if you, I suppose they could send me.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to answer their questions if they would like to email you, or they can go to loveand90days.com and email me on the contact form there.
Okay.
And I'd be more than happy to do that.
Well, that will be great. Well, it's certainly been wonderful talking to you again this evening, Dr. Diana, and I thank you for being our guest and for this wonderful discussion. I love the fact that we had such fun. We were laughing and joking and, you know, not making this a big, tense, scary thing because it doesn't work too well when we are all tense and scared. So I would want everyone who's listening to remember that Dr. Diana's website is located at www.loveind90days.com, loveind90days.com, and that is where you can go to sign up for your free 40-minute one-on-one love mentor session. Her site also offers free dating tips, and Dr. Diana's relationship advice newsletter is available, so I advise everyone to go and check that site out right away. Even do it tonight as soon as the call is over. Now remember, Dr. Diana's new book, the newest one, 30 Days to Love, The Ultimate Relationship Turnaround Guide, is out and available on Kindle. And her earlier bestsellers, Sealing the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, and Love in 90 Days, are available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. You also said there's one other of these e-books, so that's available on Kindle as well.
Yes, that's Find Your Soulmate online, how to
okay,
do
good.
The online program. So.
All right.
I think I've got you covered.
I think you have. So thank you for that. And now for those people who are listening, if you'd like to know more about the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, you can find us online at www.nabbw.com. And we have a hugely popular forum at boomerwomenspeak.com and a Facebook page now at facebook.com/NABBW. And if you're not a member of the NABBW, you're welcome to join us. There's a handy link at the top right-hand corner of the NABBW site, which you can use to join. So there you know how to reach me. You know how to reach Dr. Diana. So you should be all set. Those of you who are listening, we thank you for being on the call. And thank you, Dr. Diana, once again. I hope everyone had a wonderful time this evening and that they learned something. And Dr. Diana, I hope you get lots of people that contact you about that wonderful offer that you made. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close?
I'll definitely go for it. You know, you can create whatever it is that you want to create. You know, you've done it before and you can do it now even better. So definitely create the kind of love you want.
Wonderful. Thank you very much and good night, everyone.
Take care.